This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. During the interministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary of Ministry of Power, Piyush Singh said that all thermal power plants are running in full capacity with adequate coal stocks. He said the government is planning for power capacity addition of 22,000 megawatts across thermal, solar, wind and hydro gas in next 3 months. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Ms. Sharma assured that there is sufficient availability of petrol and diesel and no dry out has been reported. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the country is closely following the developments in West Asia with ministers visiting Gulf countries to strengthen energy security. He said that the country is deeply concerned by reports of a large number of civilian casualties in Lebanon and assured that the Indian embassy in Lebanon is in close touch with the Indian community for their safety and security. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Qatar has reaffirmed its commitment to remain a reliable energy supplier to India. He said this after holding discussions with the Qatar Minister of State for Energy Affairs and President and CEO of Qatar Energy, Saad Sherida Al Kabi, in Doha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of various countries on the sidelines of 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Port Louis, Mauritius. He called on the Mauritian President Dharambir Gokul. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said their conversation reflected the warmth of friendship and the steadfast commitment to further advancing partnership between the two nations. Dr. Jaishankar also met the former Mauritius Prime Minister and leader of Militant Socialist Movement Party, Pravind Kumar Jagannath. On the sidelines of the 9th Indian Ocean Conference, the External Affairs Minister met the Foreign Minister of Seychelles, Barry Fahey. Dr. Jaishankar said that India is committed to supporting Seychelles in meeting the current economic challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Bihar Chief Minister and JDU National President Nitish Kumar on taking oath as the member of the Rajya Sabha. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitish Kumar is one of the most experienced leaders in the country and his commitment to good governance has been appreciated everywhere. The Prime Minister also congratulated former Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, for being nominated to the Rajya Sabha. Mr. Modi said that Mr. Harivansh has made invaluable contributions to journalism and public life and is a respected intellectual and thinker. In Uttar Pradesh, number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh to 13 crore 39 lakh after the completion of the special intensive revision exercise. The Election Commission today published the final voter list. Citizens can now verify their names online through official portals such as voters.eci.gov.in. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh's Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said the draft electoral roll published on 6th of January this year had a total of 12 crore 55 lakh 56,025 voters and the final electoral roll published today shows the total number of voters at 13 crore 39 lakh 84,792. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 1% today, supported by broad-based buying across sectors. Sensex rose 919 points to close at 77,550, while Nifty added 276 points to settle at 24,051. India concluded its campaign at the 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. India's Ayush Shetty stunned world number 4 Jonathan Christie of Indonesia to enter the men's singles semifinals of the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. Shetty slayed Christie 23-21, 21-17 in a fiercely contested quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.